The financial crimes regulator AUSTRAC claims the banking giant Westpac has breached anti-money laundering laws nearly 23 million times. And it's also alleging the bank failed to carry out due diligence on transactions to the Philippines and Southeast Asia that may have involved child exploitation. With more, I'm joined right now by the ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan. Peter, this is pretty serious. What's AUSTRAC alleging?
Well, Sabra, this is a massive story. Banks are required under law to report individual transactions of more than $10,000. AUSTRAC is alleging that Westpac failed to report 19.5 million international funds transactions in and out of Australia over the past 5 years. AUSTRAC alleges the amounts range to $11 billion in transactions that should have been reported between November 2013 and September 2018. Further, AUSTRAC alleges Westpac failed to ensure this money was not being used by child exploitation rings in the Philippines and Southeast Asia, and that's a known risk in banking circles. And AUSTRAC's chief executive, Nicole Rose, made a brief statement in Canberra this morning and referred to serious and systemic non-compliance from Westpac with anti-money laundering and child exploitation risks.
Westpac failed to pass on information about the origin of international funds transfers and keep records as required by law. And Westpac failed to carry out appropriate customer due diligence on high-risk transactions to the Philippines and Southeast Asia concerning known financial indicators relating to potential child exploitation risks. This is an important reminder to all financial services businesses in Australia to be vigilant to money laundering and terrorism financing risks and understand their obligations.
That's AUSTRAC Chief Executive Nicole Rose. And Peter Ryan's with me here in the studio talking about this case. Last year, the Commonwealth Bank was fined $700 million after breaching anti-money laundering and counter-terror laws on 53,000 occasions. This claim against Westpac involves millions, 23 million. How has Westpac reacted to these allegations this morning?
Well, the allegations against Westpac significantly more than the 53,700 breaches that the Commonwealth Bank had to settle for $700 million last year. But Westpac says it self-reported the matter to AUSTRAC and previously disclosed the matter most recently in its annual report. And in that annual report, Westpac said it was cooperating with AUSTRAC but flagged there could be a, quote, significant financial penalty. But as you say, that closest comparison is the Commonwealth Bank and that $700 million fine. The potential penalty or settlement for Westpac could be massive, but this morning AUSTRAC's Chief Executive Nicole Rose wouldn't speculate on any potential fine with the matter going before the federal court as a civil matter in the coming months.
All right. Peter Ryan, that's our Senior Business Correspondent. Thank you very much for that update.